Straight Up 1 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane, and this has been another Saturday edition of Something About the Women, here every Saturday between 11 and 1 on WMFO in Medford. Yes, that last set of music was, it kind of worked a little miracle because Brian Young is here. He is here on time for Crash Course for the Ravers. Woohoo! So,
good job,
thank you, Brian. I had loaded up a bunch of stuff, but now Brian is going to get
now
to play you through. Crushed it. We started out that set with Carly Simon, You're So Vain, Jill Sobule, When My Ship Comes In, Sarah McLachlan with Ice Cream, and we just heard The Beaches, Want What You Got. So, what we got is a Crash Course for the Ravers coming up on WMFO in Medford.
Let me put my arms around it.
Gee,
it's hot, let's go to bed. And don't forget to turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Dead and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film. She knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Why do I hear that huge echo? That's weird. Oh, I think it's coming from y'all, Mike. Hi, LaCrisha. What's going on?
Testing, testing.
Yeah, you know, mic four.
It might be good if I have my headphones on.
Let's see what mic.
I guess it's mic four. Speak right into that mic. Let's make sure.
Four?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Yeah, 91.5. Crash course for the Ravers show. Marie drove me in. We were running late. Looked like there was an accident or something, but luckily, just in time. Flew in the doors. Thank you, Marie Michelle. And yeah, we got Lucretia X Machina as a special guest today. We'll be checking out her band, Lucretia's Daggers. And a whole lot more. On the way in, I looked over birthdays today. Not a lot. Drummer from James Gang. Someone from Uriah Heep. Gotta love James Gang, though, huh? You don't know James Gang?
No.
Joe Walsh?
Oh, okay. But I'm not, you know, I'm a lyricist, so I tend to focus on the singers more than guitarists.
Well, he sings. He's a singer of this band.
Okay, sure.
MFO! Here's Joe! But no, what's his drummer's name? I gotta look it up again. 91.5 WMFO Medford. If you want to call in about anything, we'll try and get it from the wall. Phone's out. Connected to the board. For whatever reason. So, 855-915-9636. I'll have Lucretia waiting for that call.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
can take all the tea in China.
To feel the heat, well listen Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockinest rock steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
Make me a toxic dumping ground. shattered dreams. I reject these while I sleep. Oh, when you take your fears and rage, your tragic facial wellspring tears. When will you heed that angry flame, extinguish lies in your schizophrenic ways? Make me a toxic dummy, brown little man, pollute my flower bed no more. Neutralize your hazardous bio. Keep the toxics inside your doors. Sad and silly, sweet little man, pollute my flower bed no more. Neutralize your hazardous bio. Keep the toxics inside your doors. Make me a toxic
.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raven Show. Look out! Oh, I thought Carl was coming for a second. So we started the show with some James Gang. Whose birthday was it from that? Drummer from James Gang. Jim Fox. And then we did some Uriah Heep. In honor of Ken Hensley. And then we were looking for a Madness song. Because it's Mark Bedford's birthday. Born in Islington, London, England. In 1961.
Also close to our age.
He's got 10 years on me.
Don't.
Yeah, I couldn't remember One Step Beyond, I have to admit. I mean, I knew that I'm like, there's some kind of like ska punky thing that I loved that they did.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I'm just like hitting songs that might be good and I'm going and I'm like, One Step Beyond. That's it. So there you had it. And then we went into Lucretia's Daggers.
Scapegoat.
She's here with me right now. What album was that from again?
That was from Sad Flower Songs back in 2005.
Wow.
I know. When we started out.
That's when you started, 2005?
Well, no, because you know an album doesn't suddenly appear when you start up a band.
Well, yeah, that was your first release, though.
Correct. Yeah, no, we started in 2001 when we were babies. It was so long ago. And many guitarists ago and many drummers and electronic stuff ago.
How did it all start, Lucretia?
Oh,
wait,
my.
This is Lucretia Ex Machina.
I know you've heard me say this a million times.
She's the lead machinist in Lucretia's Daggers.
I should get into machine work. yeah, no, I was an English major at Simmons College, and I was writing poetry and performing a cappella, my songs, and I was in therapy.
Oh, and who isn't?
And my therapist suggested I take a songwriting course. Or I suggested to him, do I do this or do I do that? And he goes, no, take the songwriting course. Take yourself seriously with this.
Nice.
Yeah, no, that was very helpful. My father was a drummer, but he was kind of clueless about me being a singer and stuff. He's like, that's nice, dear.
Sounds like my family.
Oh, my God. I know, right? So, thanks to Mark Berland. Hi there, Mark. He lives down the street here.
Okay.
He's in Davis Square.
Come on over. Say hi, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, you're a musician. Come on over to MFO. Check with Brian Young and play some stuff.
When you get to the door,
yeah.
Call 855-915-9636, and Lucretia will run down and let you in.
Right? Seriously, I'll probably be here. so what was I saying? So, yes, I took the songwriting course at the Boston... What is it called? Community, whatever the, you know, BCC something or other. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, I
know,
don't know.
You know, those public courses.
Right.
But through the schools. And the lovely teacher. I'm so unprepared for this.
That's okay, man. I never do any prep.
The lovely teacher who is also a singer and travels, and she's great, and I can't remember her name. Maybe I'll think of it later. But she paired us up, and she said, you know, have a piece of material, and share it with the person next to you, and see if you can come up with a song. And I already had, like I said, a cappella stuff, and I had poetry, and I gave this tuneless poem called Scapegoat to this guy, Andrew. Is his name Andrew?
Andy.
Yeah, Andy Berlant. You got it.
There you go.
And he's a guitarist, and he had many guitars, and he turned it into what I thought was like, oh, that's kind of like Nine Inch Nails. I love Nine Inch Nails. So that what you've heard is based on what I worked with Andrew on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not him on the album because he moved to Michigan shortly thereafter. But not before we actually worked on other songs that then became part of the album with, oh man, I think I needed drugs today for this. Daryl Brown. Daryl Brown came on board as a replacement, and between he and Futurist Tarquinius, we got tracks onto this album, Sad Flower Songs, including Scapegoat. And another one Andrew worked on is Drawn and Quartered. That's about my ex. These are all like kind of interpersonal, emotional, sociopolitical tracks. They started out very personal because, of course, I was young and in college and
yeah.
writing the, oh, you done me wrong stuff. And now it's much more out in the world.
My doormat sucks.
It's become a little more, you know, broad.
Yeah. You know, I put down a bunch of Lucretia Dagger songs I queued up, but then I was noticing our system was acting kind of slow.
God damn it.
So I like kind of had to refresh it.
Yeah. Is it fresh now?
Yeah, but now the songs are gone that I had queued up. What was the first one you wanted to play?
Well, from this album, you did Scapegoat, so that's great. End of Oil?
Would you like to hear that now?
Yes.
Okay. Keep talking.
This is a sociopolitical one. So, End of Oil, probably guess. I'm also a career environmentalist, and this is about climate change, being responsible for the planet. There'll be more of that later as well.
Responsible for the peanuts?
Yeah, eat them.
Oh, the planet. Plant
yes. Food, and it's Lucretia's Daggers. I know you like to drop S's on me.
What, I do?
Yeah, you do.
Lucretia's Daggers.
Yeah, you like to drop the S.
What, I say Lucretia Daggers?
Something like that, yeah.
I think I'm trying to say it right. It's just my sloppy way of saying things. Okay, here we go. Lucretia's Daggers, End of Oil from...
Sad Flower Songs, 2005.
Nice.
Scott Madelon.
91.5 WMFO, Medford...
The end of all.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and I'm hanging out with Lucretia X Machina. And we just heard, that was Solar Coaster, right?
Yes.
Started before we first spoke with Scapegoat. And then we played End of Oil and Solar Coaster. All those songs are from the album Sad Flower Songs.
Correct.
And that was your first release, right?
Correct.
Let's see what else I can get correct. I'm feeling good.
I screwed up because I wanted you to play Sucker Savior, but instead I gave you Solar Coaster. I'm going back to bed. It was a long day yesterday. Oh, my God. Yes.
Your band got together 2001.
Correct.
First release was 2005.
Correct.
How many times have you been in the studio recording?
With you?
No. How many albums have you put out?
This is it, dude. I mean, there was one compilation for the Boston music scene, Sky So Gray, John DeGregorio, John D. produced
I know the
that.
Name, yeah.
Yeah. That would be between these albums. So that actually had as far back as Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys,
oh,
who are still
guy,
together.
Yeah.
Most of the bands are not together.
He got thin, didn't he?
He did.
Wow.
I
used
think
to
there
be
was
huge.
Surgery. Yes. Yeah, I think there was surgery involved.
Oh.
And actually, I think Walter's a they.
He's what?
A they today.
Oh.
So we don't know.
I can't keep up with that.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
But looks great.
That's not my fault.
Still producing awesome music with Edry. And the rest. Melt is on that album. They're still around. They have also had many changes. I don't know if they have a singer to date. Shout out to Melt. If you need a singer, there you go. Check them out.
Right.
MELT. In Boston, not Melt the band, not any other outside of Boston band. There's other Melts. but yeah, we're on there with Tragedy. So there's a single that's only on that album to date.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Tragedy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were with some band called Tragedy.
Tragedy. When the feelings
I'm just wondering if we have it in here. Keep going. I'm
that's
just
not the song.
Curious here and looking stuff up.
Yeah, no, you should have it as a single, I would hope. And we are on another compilation, some industrial thing that out of Australia. And actually, Kelly Godshall of Amber Spyglass is on that as well, I believe.
I don't think I'm spelling Tragedy right.
I'm trying to think what track do we have on that? Now I'm wondering if that's Tragedy. I don't think so, though. Maybe we put on both of them. And anywho, we just have the two. We've got the full album from 2005, Sad Flower Songs, and the EP, Thoughts and Prayers, which we'll address next.
You're going to have to get me Tragedy.
That's from 2019. Really? Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, when did Thoughts and Prayers? 2019?
Yes.
Great.
So it's a pandemic-related release. Actually, April 2019, so Earth Day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of the pandemic, you were very busy during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I remember I was playing some of your... You had the kind of parody songs going, didn't you?
Yeah, we wrote
Tell us about that.
We wrote some parodies and we stole some parodies for the pandemic. And it was with my partner, Jason Skulls, who is in Dead Harrison. He's the bass player of Dead Harrison.
Who was here with you a few weeks ago.
Yes, a few weeks ago we were here together. I was physically bombing the show.
No, you were fine.
No, I meant like photo bomb. But
oh,
I,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
it wasn't my,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was my slot.
You crashed it.
I crashed it. Yeah, I was a crashing for the ravers.
You were crashing crash course.
Yeah. So, we did some parodies, and I actually rewrote some songs to make some parodies that were pandemic-related. And I wish I brought that list. Thanks a lot for asking.
you can remember a few of the songs, can't you?
So we called ourselves Plague and Pestilence after the song Pestilence and Plague by Judas Priest because I heard it. And I'm not a huge Judas Priest fan, but Jason is. And I heard it on all things PBS or you know.
Channel 2.
Something like that. Not PBS. Oh, what's the liberal station? Come on.
MTV?
No. No, radio.
Crash course?
Radio. No, dude, radio. No, NPR.
Ah.
See, wrong letters. NPR was playing it. I was waiting for the bus at Harvard Square, and I was like, this is an awesome freaking song. Pestilence and Plague, it's like, oh, it's so now. We should do this. And, you know, forever Jason and I have been told, oh, you should have a band together. Why don't you play in each other's bands? Why don't you do stuff together? And we're like, well, we got our own bands with our own styles. We write different things. And so we don't have time for that. But during the pandemic, we had lots of time. So we came up with Plague and Pestilence. I'm Plague. He's Pestilence. And
I didn't get that.
I made a banner. And we covered, well, outright, Weird Al's Germs, which is already about germs.
Right.
So we did that. And I don't play an instrument, but I played the cajon because we needed drums.
You got big cajones.
Exactly. So I bought a cajon. I play a cajon. My father was a drummer. It's ironic because I have rhythm, but I'm not very good with playing instruments. And then he played the guitar, of course. And, yeah, we dressed up and we videotaped them, and you can see them on Facebook, YouTube, under Plague and Pestilence.
Go check that out.
Videos.
After the show.
Yeah. And then there was another song that was already parodied by another another musician. I'm not going to remember his name either. Of Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, but he made it something like...
Smells Like Crap.
Smells Like Crap! No! something about COVID, and I can't think of the title. But yeah, I contacted him, and he says, yeah, go ahead, do it. But then there were other ones like... Hey, pull up YouTube, and I'll see.
You want me to? I will.
Just pull it up and remind me what the heck we did.
All right. Keep talking, and I'll look.
Talking Heads, they did...
You did a Talking Heads song?
Yeah, well, oh. I changed the lyrics.
Right, I kind of remember. What one was it?
I don't remember my own song titles.
Oh, that's not how I look this stuff. And that's not even how I look stuff up.
We did Judas Priest's song, The Plague and Pestilence, when we actually did Pestilence and Plague. And we did... We did two of them, actually.
Let me see.
Those we did not.
If the board wasn't so screwed up, we could play right from YouTube and play some of this stuff.
Can't even call in now. What the hey?
They keep setting me back, Lucretia.
That is definitely not us. What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh, that's just Plague of Madness, whatever the heck that is. Looks like a cool cartoon.
It does. It's very artistic.
Plague and...
Yeah,
Pestilence.
Ampersand. Use the ampersand.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, I always use it.
On our banner, we have a skull for Jason's skulls, and then we have a dagger for me, so you recognize that as us.
I used the... Nope. Oh, now I'm doing...
Nope.
Plague and what?
Pestilence.
Yes, that's what I had.
Yeah, the song Pestilence and Plague came out because it's Judas Priest. Do I need to type for you?
Yeah.
Mr. Hunt and Peck.
I need a secretary, please. Yeah, I'm just getting the Judas Priest stuff right now.
Yep. Black Death. Oh, nice. Psalms.
I don't think I got time for this, but...
I'll think of it.
Yeah, you guys, try looking yourself. I'm retarded. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm hanging out with Lucretia Ex Machina from Lucretia's Daggers. What do you got going on for shows? Shows coming up?
Nope, because we have no guitarist and we have no electronic
backing tracks producer. Tell us what you need.
Correct. So, we would be playing Keen Music Fest this next Saturday, the 31st, in Keene, New Hampshire. Dead Harrison will be playing, my partner I mentioned before. Negan's, the Lub Automobile, lots of great people from noon to 10 p.m. And it's free, and you just walk around Keene Fest. So I'll be there. I'll be there in support and checking out all the bands and loving it. But
you can't play because you need some players, right?
Need some players. So we are looking for a committed, creative drum, keyboard, electronics, backing tracks producer. And I have also a committed, versatile, creative guitarist. And I have Craigslist ads to that effect. You can see the info on my Facebook page under Lucretia's Daggers, or better yet, my personal one, which is Lucretia X with a period, Machina. That's LucretiaX.Machina. So there.
Yeah, and you still have Donnie in the band,
Donnie's
right?
Our ubiquitous bass player, also co-songwriter.
He's a great guy.
Exactly. He's a great guy. He's been around a long time, and he worked at Spit back in the day. You know, we both love goth industrial.
Yeah. What's his last name again?
Donnie Darko. We don't do legal names on this show.
Oh.
You're not trapping me into that again.
No, what, he calls himself Donnie Darko?
I named him, and he took it. He was like, yeah, sure.
Like the, it's a movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, with the crazy rabbit, right?
Yes. It's very psychological, which says a lot about him.
I met that guy from
Did
that
you?
Movie. Yeah, yeah.
The actor?
I'm actually...
Really?
I was actually in the movie he was in. Is it called Stronger?
The new one?
The one about the marathon bombing.
Oh, really?
Is it Stronger?
Not Boston Strong.
Is it called Boston Strong?
Well, I mean, that was the phrase.
I forget the name of it, and I was there.
That was the phrase of the event, you know.
I think it might just be called Stronger.
Okay.
Because it's about somebody who lost their leg during it,
mm-hmm.
and he plays that guy.
Mm.
So when I met him, he was actually in a wheelchair in that part. You know, I shook his hand. Hey, how's it going?
So you're in the movie?
I'm somewhere in the crowd
nice.
At Fenway Park.
Oh, that's
during
awesome.
That. Yeah,
cool.
Like when he throws the ball out. That's
mm-hmm.
the scene I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
He throws out the pitch.
Mm.
It's funny, I can't even remember the name of the damn movie, but... I've been in like 20 things, but
cool.
Nothing major.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I had a major part in is very low budget, and it's called The Ungovernable Force.
Hmm.
Check it out if you can. It's a punksploitation film. Absolutely hilarious.
I'm in a really bad movie by Scott Madelon and Warren Lynch too. Called Pony Trouble. Don't look it up.
This thing. Who am I? I play the part of Steve, spirit guide to the bums. Oh, and I'm in a wheelchair in that movie.
Get out
That's
of
pretty
here.
Weird.
Do you
yeah.
have both your legs?
Yeah, I do, but I'm supposed to be wheelchair
okay. bound.
Bound.
Okay.
And that's actually kind of part of it has the story has something to do with that. They put it okay. in the story why or something. I forget, but. Something gets me in trouble with that damn wheelchair.
Yep. So you met Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know. Oh, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
actor,
yes, yes.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I can't even
damn.
Remember his name.
I like his
I
sister.
Know his face. Mm-hmm. I like his acting.
Mm-hmm.
Met him.
I like Maggie. She's good. Anywho.
What's Maggie?
Maggie's his sister.
Oh, okay.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Is she an actress?
Yes.
Okay.
The secretary?
You could ask me anything about films from the 60s and 70s, and
okay.
I'll have all your answers. All
right, we seem to have some, like, age divide, even though I'm older than you.
It's okay. I do things. I don't watch them.
Yeah, apparently. 20 of them, at least.
Check it out. I'm cool. on the, what is it called? IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Check mine out.
Damn.
There's a list.
All right. Maybe you'll find the Plague and Pestilence videos, too, if you're a little more tech savvy.
Oh, let's play a song.
Lucretia Dagger's song. Yeah.
Are we getting into the next album yet?
Sure.
Thoughts and Prayers?
Thoughts and Prayers.
When did Thoughts and Prayers come out?
2019.
Right.
And it's an EP, so there's 5 tracks. And it was produced by Joel Simchez and...
Oh, Joel did this one?
Yes,
no
I've
kidding.
Told you that before. And yeah, he's kind of well-known MFO.
We'll play his band. What is it, Butterscotch?
But
it's something like that,
Butterscotch.
Right?
Butterscot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But they're all delicious.
No, they're actually good.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of anything. Butterscot is a great band. I'm gonna play them. Jeez.
Butterscotch. I'll have some butterscotch, please.
I used to work with Joel here at MFO on the town with Mikey D. He's
mm-hmm.
been on there forever.
Correct.
Chief engineer.
Mm. Yeah, we played.
I'll figure out a butterscotch one. Scott one. Hello, bit. Lucretia's Daggers. This one's hot. I think this is one of my personal favorites. The Sickness.
That is not on Thoughts and Prayers.
What's the Sickness
We're
song?
Back to...
Well, we got to play this one first.
All right,
then.
We're playing one more off of Safflower Songs. This is, you say you like this one. It's not punk. Okay, it's The Sickness.
Okay, and we'll go into one from Thoughts and Prayers.
Sure.
What one do you want to go into?
Thoughts and Prayers, the title song after The Sickness.
Right on. 91.5 W. Wait, let me wait 30 seconds here. Ba 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 ba.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously.
The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
You're